You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95BFM.
Morena Lucinda, how are you today?
I am good. I'm as good as I can be in this very strange week.
It is a very strange week. It is election week. I've voted, which feels good. I feel like I now can just sort of watch what happens on Saturday. Have you gone out and done your thing yet?
Do you know what? I haven't, because I have a very topically food-related voting plan.
Yes.
Last election, me and my parents went out to Chefco on Stoddard Road and had brunch. And then we went and voted in, like, the local primary school.
Oh, lovely.
And this year, I was chatting to my dad on the phone, and I was like, oh, I think I'll go vote this afternoon. And he was like, no. We're going to go on Saturday.
We're going to go to Chefco. Nice. I love it. I love an election Kai-related tradition. We went and got hot chips after we voted on Sunday, which was very nice. Also possibly related to having a very fun time the night before. But it all felt good. It felt like a little treat for doing our bit for democracy.
Absolutely.
You're someone who sits down and watches it on the telly or listens to it on the radio?
100%.
Yeah.
Yep. I was going to say I'm a political watchdog. I don't think that's what that means. I don't want to say I follow it as entertainment. I follow it as like obsession and just interest.
I feel like you do need to be able to eat your feelings through the stress of it, though. What's on your snack platter? What are you getting stuck into? This is what I want to know this morning.
This is the important stuff. So we're doing, previously had elections where my sort of group of friends were dispersed across the Motu. We are now all in the same city, so we're all gonna get together and have whatever kind of party it ends up being.
Yes, whatever party.
Exactly. And so we're all doing different things. I think the hosts are doing various snack plates, which I believe will be quite cheese-centric.
As they should be.
Excellent. Which to me is, like, cheese is my number one comfort.
Yes.
So, and it's also sort of low effort, you know, it's sort of comforting and you can eat the leftovers on toast the next day.
What kind of cheese do you reach for? If there's a plate of cheeses, what's the one you're getting stuck into first?
This is my personality test question. I love a soft cheese. I love like a washed rind. I like a kind of funky, like brie type cheese. Yeah.
But like a slightly more fermenty flavour than your normal brie.
I want it to be like room temperature, drippy. And I want you to be able to smell it when you open the Tupperware it's in. You know?
Yes, I do. Categories need to be checked here.
Exactly.
A nice ripe cheese.
A ripe cheese. Which, I mean, I put all of these qualifiers in because, if we're honest, our sort of general brie camembert, that arena selection in a New Zealand supermarket is shocking.
Tastes like nothing. Has a chewy consistency.
Why is it chewy?
I will eat a whole wheel, though.
Yes, also same. Yeah,
100%. It's brie that is made to go in a panini with chicken and cranberry.
Yes.
Which is a beautiful combination.
No shade to that combo. Absolutely legendary combo.
Not at all. I actually had, I'm like, have I already talked about this? But I had one not long ago at, it's a random spot, but if anyone works in Parnell or in that arena, bottom of Parnell Rise, there's a little cafe that looks like a shack called The Bridge. Jamie, who works there, is an absolute sweetheart, legend. His paninis are mean. And he also, I think really conveniently, he also sells some baklava.
Great combo.
Love baklava. So.
I feel like the chicken cranberry brie panini has actually been filed under political food in my brain, because didn't Paula Bennett make a whole thing about how that was her favourite treat like a few elections ago?
No, but God, if I'd known that.
She did like a whole thing. I think Tom Sainsbury did a whole bit about it. It was so in my mind that is now synonymous.
Actually, there is a lot of election food. I mean,
spaghetti pizza. Oh, that was another controversial thing. Yeah. Will any of these foods be on your snack platters, or are you going for a classy vibe?
That's actually such an interesting call. Maybe we need to deliberately choose politicized foods.
5395 would love the text machine's suggestions about political Kai that you could be eating this Saturday as you watch the election coverage or listen to the election coverage on 95BFM.
As you should.
The news team will be doing a fantastic job of covering that.
Hot tip.
So it feels like cheese is a big part of it.
Yeah.
What else is on the platter for you?
Well, I'm on dessert duty, And we've been brainstorming whether to offer multiple dessert options in the hues of the various parties.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Or whether to have a strong representation from my own personal voting choice party, etc.
Maybe you fill in the colours that might be required there.
Exactly, exactly. So we've thought about, like a bit of key lime, a bit of matcha.
Ooh.
We've thought about a red velvet cake.
Nice.
Which, again, feels a little bit of a retro choice.
A blueberry muffin? I'm trying to think what blue foods exist.
Yeah, we get some blue spirulina up in there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which sounds, you know, appropriately expensive and probably outside of my...
I think when you start to think, because political parties use such vibrant colours, you're sort of starting to err into quite strange eating territory.
Unnatural colours for food.
Lots of carrot sticks for the sort of actual general election colour,
maybe? You know what? Just like a beautiful
palette
carrot cake.
Cleanser, neutral.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I've really been struggling with what to do for if I was going to represent Te Pāti Māori, because we've got, you know, we've got multiple colours, right?
Yeah.
They're a red, white,
and
black.
You could do like a cake with icing.
Yeah.
It's a cop-out.
Do a Tino flag on top.
That'd be pretty cool. Yeah. That would be a pretty cool cake. I feel like we could get quite into this, so keep them coming. 5395. We'd love to see your politics, Kai, for this weekend. I do like the idea of having got the voting out of the way and then just being able to sort of anxiously focus on a little task until it's all done.
Exactly.
Yes, that seems
Saturday,
like a good plan.
Saturday, I will go to Chefco. I will go and vote, and then I will go home and I will bake.
Nice.
Until it is time.
And colour coordinate.
Exactly. I will colourfully bake.
Stress bake your way through the afternoon.
Exactly.
Thank you very much, Lucinda, for your time this morning. We will see you next week.
See you next week.
Enjoy the eating this weekend.
Thank you.
Food for thought.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.